Hey everyone, welcome to episode 54 of Siths and Giggles. I'm your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. Krista, I got a story to tell you tonight.
Oh boy.
Before we start our podcast. So,
oh boy.
Like, everyone that I work with basically knows that I'm a huge Star Wars fan.
Okay.
Like, I advertise I'm a Star Wars fan. I have a Star Wars tattoo. Like, the lanyard that my work ID is on a Star Wars lanyard. Okay. And, like, whenever we're allowed to wear t-shirts with designs on them, like, I'd say probably 7 times out of 10, it's a Star Wars shirt. So everyone knows I'm a Star Wars fan. I got a text from one of my coworkers who was playing a trivia game with her son. And a Star Wars question came up that she didn't know the answer to. And the question was, in Star Wars The Last Jedi, when Luke finally decides to train Rey, he says to her, "Tomorrow, at dawn, blank lessons." She didn't know the answer, so naturally, she reached out to me. And I told her the answer was 3. And she got the answer right and got a point against her son. I don't even care that was cheating. I thought that was so cool that, like, I'm her go-to person for Star Wars.
That's hype. That's awesome, Casey. Congratulations.
So I thought that was pretty fitting, considering for this episode, we are going to go through a BuzzFeed quiz of Star Wars questions. And we're going to see if we know more than BuzzFeed.
Rather, BuzzFeed claims that this is, like, a really hard Star Wars quiz that they will be, and I quote, impressed if you can get them, if you can get half of them right.
Yes, the quiz is called, "This Star Wars Quiz Has 101 Questions and I'll Be Impressed If You Get Half of Them Right." This one came out summer of last year, so this is pre The Rise of Skywalker. So you ready to jump into it?
Sorry, I took a bite of waffle.
That's okay. All right.
But yes, let's go ahead and tackle this.
Okay, first question. Which actor is the only one who's appeared in every single Star Wars movie to date? Carrie Fisher, Mark Hamill, Anthony Daniels, Warwick Davis.
Anthony Daniels.
Anthony Daniels. That is correct. I knew that was correct before we chose it.
Same.
All right. Which stormtrooper wasn't able to complete his mission in Star Wars The Force Awakens? FN-2705, FN-2187, FN-1205, or FN-1312?
I don't like this one because of I have dyslexia. So numbers fuck me up. I always know that it's a 2. I know it starts with a 2, but I don't know anything past that. I'm going to be honest.
It's FN-2187.
Okay. I knew there was a 7. I could never remember if it was in the beginning or the end. Goddamn dyslexia.
All right. What kind of vehicle did Rey live in? An AT-ST, a Star Destroyer, a Mon Calamari, or an AT-AT?
AT-AT.
Yes. Now, if you're wondering where I fall on the pronunciation, is it AT-AT or AT-AT? It's AT-AT. Because, for the first option, I said AT-ST, not AT-ST. You wouldn't say AT-ST. That's stupid. So it's an AT-AT.
Well, I mean, literally with everything else in Star Wars, you say it out letter. It's not.
That is another good point.
Like, it's R2-D2. You don't, like, granted, there's not another letter there. But the K2SO?
Yes.
You don't just take K2SO.
No, you don't.
S-O. You decipher. There's a clear distinction.
All right. According to Master Yoda, how many Sith are always out there?
2. This is easy so far.
That's an easy one. I'm not impressed, BuzzFeed. What happened to Anakin Skywalker during the battle with Count Dooku? He lost his left leg, his right arm, his right leg, or he lost?
This is another dyslexia thing because I'm terrible with my lefts and my rights. I'm left-handed, but I always want to say that I'm right-handed because I can never remember that. I'm different. It's right arm.
That's correct. Technically, he also lost, also. That I
Yeah.
there could be two correct answers to that one.
I also am a dumbass and I just assumed it said arm twice and not leg. Like, Jesus.
I didn't know you were dyslexic.
Yeah, it's grand.
Who played the part of Commander Cody? Jay LaGaia, Tamora Morrison, Ahmed Best, Joel Edgerton. So we could we could eliminate Ahmed Best because we know he played Jar Jar Binks. It's Tamora Morrison. And that is
Correct.
correct. All right.
Who called Jabba?
Han Solo, C-3PO, or C-3PO, depending on what naming convention you want to use. Luke Skywalker or Princess Leia?
That just wait, hold up. Before we answer this, now that just C-3PO just makes me think of the Teletubbies.
It's who Poe Dameron was named after.
That's his father.
Yeah. Oh, God.
C-3PO is Poe's father,
But
folks. We've figured it out.
Poe did not get any of his politeness.
No. But the answer is Princess
We
Leia.
all know this one. Yeah, Princess Leia. All right, who wiped out all of the information about Kamino from the Jedi Temple archives? Darth Sidious, Sifo Dyas, Count Dooku, or Yoda?
Dooku.
Dooku. That is correct. All right, what did Luke Skywalker lose in his fight with Darth Vader? His left hand, his left foot, his right hand, or his left leg?
It's a hand,
It's a
but again,
hand.
the dyslexia is kicking in. I'm
Okay.
gonna say left.
It was his right. I'm saying right. It was his
This
right.
right. Goddamn dyslexia.
According to the Emperor, what was Luke Skywalker's weakness? His faith in the light side of the Force, his faith in his friends, his lack of vision, his resistance to the dark side of the Force.
Faith in his friends.
His faith in his friends.
That's like his big mantra.
Yep. Where did the Clone Wars begin? Tatooine, Geonosis, Naboo, Coruscant. Geonosis. All right. And then what did Jar Jar Binks end up owing Qui-Gon Jinn after being rescued by the same during the invasion of Naboo? A trip to Ota Gunga, a bongo, an honor debt, or 9,000 credits? An honor debt, but I'm pretty sure in the movie Qui-Gon called it a life debt, but I'm not sure. I don't remember.
You, I think you are correct in that because that was my first initial response as well. But that's not an option. But it is indeed an honor debt.
What did Owen Lars tell Luke Skywalker about his father? He had been a Jedi Knight. He had been a Sith Lord. He was a navigator on a spice freighter. He was a fighter pilot.
Navigator.
He was a spice runner? Which is funny because, like, now that we know what it, like, he basically told his nephew that his dad was a drug runner
Yeah.
is basically it now.
He was a navigator on a space freighter.
What is the color of C-3PO's arm in The Force Awakens? Oh, you probably didn't recognize me with my blank arm. Red.
Yep.
Okay, black, red, blue, or silver. It's red.
Red. I love the impersonation, though. That was incredible.
Maybe I'll throw a couple more in before the end of the night.
Oh, I can't wait. I hope so. Bring it on.
Who adopted Padme Amidala's daughter? Bail Organa, Captain Antilles, Owen and Beru Lars, Gideon Denu.
I love how it's Padme's daughter. And Luke is always Anakin, like Anakin's son.
That is true.
Like, that's not how that
Maybe
works.
Padme didn't want to claim Luke. You never know.
I mean, he was a whiny little bastard.
He was his father's son.
He truly was.
All right, Bail Organa. We are in agreement there.
Yes.
All right. Who first and most famously played the part of Chewbacca? Jack Purvis, David Prowse, Anthony Daniels, Peter Mayhew.
The one and only Peter Mayhew.
That is correct. What was the job that Finn told Han Solo he had at Starkiller Base? Pilot, sanitation, guard, chef. Sanitation is the answer. All right. And then, what were Padme's last words? Please, I'll give you anything you want. We're losing power. There seems to be a problem with the main reactor.
Oh my God.
Obi-Wan, there is good in him. I know there is. Or, you were right, Obi-Wan.
Obviously, option three, Obi-Wan, there is good in him. I know there is.
That is correct.
Second choice. What the hell?
Where were the Hoth... Oh, this one's a tough one. Where were the Hoth sequences filmed? Norway, Denmark, Iceland, Greenland. I want to say Norway, but I don't know for sure. If I had to guess, I'd say Norway.
I went Greenland. It is indeed Norway, though.
Okay, awesome. What name does Obi-Wan go by on Tatooine? Ken, Ben, Obi, or Wan? BuzzFeed, this quiz is not the difficulty that you are promising us.
Oh, this is pathetic.
Okay, how old was Anakin Skywalker during the Battle of Geonosis? 21, 19, 20, or 22? I want to say 19, because I'm pretty sure he was 9 in The Phantom Menace and 10 years had passed, so I'm going to guess 19. What about you?
Oh, I guess 19 as well, but apparently he was 20.
I'm calling bullshit on that one. Okay, so first wrong answer for me. Who freed Princess Leia from her chains at Jabba's palace? C-3PO, Chewbacca, Luke Skywalker, R2-D2. It was R2-D2, because the little gadget came out of him and he burned the chains.
Yep.
Okay, how did Luke Skywalker manage to get into Jabba's palace? He used his lightsaber against the guards. He used his blaster against the guards. He got through in the sewer system. He used an ancient Jedi mind trick on Bib Fortuna. It was the mind trick. I like how you're waving your hand in front of the camera. There's your impersonation for the night.
Yep.
Who fixed the hyperdrive on the Millennium Falcon? C-3PO, R2-D2, Chewbacca, Lando Calrissian. R2-D2. Right. Who killed Jango Fett? Mace Windu, Anakin Skywalker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, or Yoda?
Oh, it was Mace, and it was badass.
Yeah, and if you look at the shadow of his helmet flying over the sand, you could actually see his head flying out of the helmet.
Because I know a lot of people are like, oh, when Boba picks up the helmet, why don't you see the head fall out of it? Because it already was gone.
It was gone. Jango Fett's head is just laying in the sand, getting trampled on. What species was Yoda? Unknown, Trilith, Yellor, Yangro.
Unknown.
Unknown. We still don't know this. It's still just referred to as Yoda's species. Who are the comedians behind the voice for BB-8? Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader, Jimmy Fallon and Will Ferrell, Jack Black and Chris Rock, or Louis C.K. and Andy Samberg? I wasn't totally sure, but I'm going to say Ben Schwartz and Bill Hader.
Correct. I just remember because I was super pumped because... Ben Schwartz plays John Ralphio in Parks.
John Ralphio is the voice of BB-8?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I love it.
And Bill Hader's just really good at impersonations.
This is true as well.
All right. When Obi-Wan performed the blood test on Anakin, how high was the midichlorian count? More than 10,000, more than 20,000, more than 1,000, More than 5,000. 20,000.
Hold up.
Okay.
Wasn't it Qui-Gon who did the test?
Well, Qui-Gon took the blood from Anakin, and then he put it in his Gillette lady shaver, and he beamed it off to Obi-Wan, and then Obi-Wan actually did the test.
Oh, yes, that is correct. Apologies.
Okay, but... so Bri, I'm saying 20,000. What about you?
Same.
Okay. Not even Master Yoda is that high.
Oh, God.
Which, I've been practicing all these impersonations for years to myself, so, like...
Wait, so was that supposed to be Obi-Wan?
Yeah, that was terrible, I understand.
You sounded more like young Annie there.
Anakin didn't have a Scottish accent.
Okay. They didn't really have a Scottish accent there, Case.
Which bounty hunter was trying to capture Han Solo when Greedo arrived first? Boba Fett... Dan's Boren, or a Sing Bosk. Okay, so Boba Fett, this is process of elimination here for me. Okay, Boba Fett wasn't in the movie. Neither was Bosk. And we know that Woody Harrelson's character killed Aura Sing before Solo, which is before A New Hope. So I guess Dan's Boren.
Yep. Yep, yep.
I don't know who that is. I guess I'm a terrible Star Wars podcaster. Who taught Lando Calrissian how to pilot a ship? Han Solo, Amaza Foxtrain, Jodel Foxtrain, or Lobot? Well, I don't think it was Lobot. I don't think he had met Lobot by the time of Solo. It wasn't Han Solo because he already had a ship by that point.
Yep.
So Amaza Foxtrain or Jodel Foxtrain, I don't know who these two are. So... Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Jodel Foxtrain.
It's Han Solo.
That's bullshit. That is bullshit, BuzzFeed. Yeah, we're not going to get half these questions right because half of your freaking answers are wrong. Okay, I'm past it.
Wait, hang on. This might be a dumb question. I wonder if they're honestly just using the information from the movies, like, straight. They're not including Solo or Rogue One. Like, they're only doing episodes, you know, 1 through 8.
In episodes 1 through 8, did Han say that he taught Lando how to pilot the ship?
Maybe Han made the claim at some point, and BuzzFeed's like, huh, question.
Maybe. I don't know. Now I gotta watch the movies again to see if that's in there.
I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, play devil's advocate here.
Okay. How many lightsabers does General Grievous wield in his fight with Obi-Wan and Utapau? On Utapau? 6, 4, 3, or 2? You're saying 4, I'm saying 4. Yes! Have you seen the clip from Rise of Skywalker where Ben Solo throws his lightsaber into the sea? And then, like, General Grievous pops up behind him, and he's like, a fine addition to my collection. And he runs past Ben Solo, and he jumps in the water.
Yes. I love it.
I loved it, too. All right, who offered to lead the attack against the Death Star? Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, Lando Calrissian, Nia Nub. Lando. Because Han agreed to lead the ground attack. So, Lando. That's correct. What species is Chewbacca? Rodian, Wookiee, Ewok, or Ebonito? It's a Wookiee. Everyone knows that's a Wookiee. Okay.
Some of these are like just really, really dumb.
What did Darth Vader say to Luke Skywalker about the name Anakin Skywalker? It no longer holds any meaning for him. He hadn't used it in a very long time. He never liked that name. He didn't know who his father was. That name no longer holds any meaning for him. All right. What did the Ewoks think C-3PO was? A friend, a demon, a god, or a ghost?
Oh, that's easy. A god.
A god. A golden god. What did R2-D2 realize about C-3PO when they first met? He was naked. He wasn't finished. He was fat. He was asymmetric. He was naked.
Yep.
Yep, because he didn't have, like, he didn't have the coverings covering his wires, and to him that was being naked. And C-3PO was quite embarrassed. Okay. Oh, Jesus. What was the diameter of the Death Star? 160 kilometers, 340, 180, or 120? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I guess 160 was 120.
Yeah, but I just went with 340 because it's supposed to be as big as a moon.
Honestly, when I was doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe, I accidentally bumped 160, so I'm just going to go with that as my guess. All right. According to Obi-Wan Kenobi, how long have the Jedi been the guardians of peace and justice in the galaxy? More than 100 generations, more than 1,000 generations, for more than 2 millennia, or more than 1,000 years? 1,000 generations.
Yep.
What was... You said you have this up, right?
Yes, I do.
You want to... Wait, I won't make you take the question with all the letters because you're dyslexic.
Thank you.
What was the name of the standard rifle carried by the clone troopers? A DC-15A, a DC-2007A, a DC-14SQ, or a DC-15SQ? Total guess, I'm going to go 207A, and that's wrong.
It's I'm a 14SQ.
It's a
also wrong.
DC-15A. All right, Count Dooku was one of how many Jedi who had left the Jedi Order? 40, 50, 30, or 20? I know this one.
I don't remember this one.
It is 20.
I didn't think it was a big number. I was torn between 20 and 30.
The answer, well, it's probably in a book or a comic by now, but the answer was actually in a deleted scene where he's part of what is called the Lost 20. It was 20 people who had left the Jedi Order. There's actually a statue of the Lost 20 in the Jedi Library, and the librarian whose name Joe Costa knew was admiring the statue of Count Dooku. It kind of led to a fan theory that maybe there was a thing going on between the two of them.
Wow.
Who joined Poe Dameron in his X-Wing in order to help destroy Starkiller Base? R2-D2, BB-8, Chopper, or nobody? It was BB-8.
BB-8.
Who gave FN-2187 his new name when they found out that he didn't have a real name? Rey, Poe, Han, or Kylo Ren? It's Poe. And thus started the long love affair between the two of them.
That and the jacket.
Yep. Because it looked good on him. What kind of weapon did Han Solo carry? A DH-17 blaster, an ion blaster, a DL-44 pistol, or a Marisan Power 5 blaster pistol? This one is a DL-44.
I got it wrong.
I remember that one because I just, every time I see it, I kind of think that, well, it must be like the Star Wars universe's version of like a 44 Magnum or something.
Gotcha. See, with me being that I am dyslexic, I don't care usually to try to remember the names of stuff like that, just because I know I will never actually get it correct.
See, I'm not big on, like in real life, I'm not big on, like, cars or ships or, like, planes or things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, in the Star Wars universe, I don't
you're
really
on
care.
You're on your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
According to
Which
Yoda...
Which I totally respect.
According to Yoda, what did Luke Skywalker need to do in order to complete his training and become a Jedi Master? Levitate an X-Wing, confront Darth Vader again, destroy the Emperor, study the holocrons in Yoda's hut. Confront Darth Vader again. Who provided the voice for General Grievous? Oh, shit. Frank Oz, Michael Kingma, Matthew Wood, Warren Owens. Well, I know it wasn't Frank Oz because people would still be talking about that. So I don't know who these other three people are, so I'm going to guess Michael Kingma. I was wrong. It's Matthew Wood. I don't know who that is. I know George Lucas provided his cough.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah. How many Rathtars did Han Solo and Chewbacca have on their ship? One, four, three, or six?
Trace.
We're both saying three. Okay. What mission did Princess Leia give to Obi-Wan Kenobi? Destroy the Death Star, train Luke Skywalker, take R2-D2 to Alderaan, or defeat Darth Vader?
Take good old R2 to Alderaan.
These are so easy. Shit.
What is the maximum number of Womp Rats that are usually seen in a pack? This is an incredible question.
10, 30, 20, or 50? 20? Yep. Okay, so when Luke Skywalker says he used to blast Womp Rats, did he mean one or did he mean a pack? Because a pack is less impressive than one.
I feel like he has to mean one, if they took that like meaning in the sense that he could get, the Death Star. Like he was capable of doing the perfect shot. I feel like he had to be insinuating that it was one.
There was a joke, I think it might have been Family Guy, where he was like, I used to blast Womp Rats, and like C-3PO was like, you used to blast innocent animals, whether you a serial killer?
I mean, he's not wrong though.
And I can't watch the movie without thinking of that now.
That's really funny.
According to Yoda, which of these is the path to the dark side? Fear, pain, suffering, hatred. Fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to the dark side. So
Fear.
fear
Well,
hates,
because
well, hate's
it's
correct too, but I guess fear is like the first one.
because isn't it fear leads to pain? Pain leads to suffering.
Wait.
Suffering leads to hatred.
Fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, hate leads to suffering. Okay.
I
So
knew suffering was in there somewhere.
what was Grand Moff Tarkin's impression of Leia's presence on board the Death Star? Impertinent, charming, pompous, or arrogant? Charming, but he says it sarcastically. All right, how many?
Charming.
I don't know. How many meals does Jabba consume per day? Six, four, nine, or 23?
Like nine.
Nine? We'll go with nine. Hey,
23 just seems too outlandish.
good guess. That's a lot, even for Jabba. How did Yoda feel about Obi-Wan having Anakin as his Padawan? He didn't agree with it. He had a few reservations. He approved of it. He had no opinion on the matter. He didn't agree with it. What did Yoda tell Obi-Wan after he had said, "That boy is our last hope"? Return for more training he needs? Very quick to anger he is? No, there is another. Return he shall not. No, there is another.
There's another. The one that he ultimately wanted to train in the first place.
Which, for some reason, this week, people are trying to retcon that to mean Leia, but it always meant Leia. Well, I mean, okay, as far as like the movie goes, it always meant Leia. At the time
Are they
that.
trying to retcon it to?
No, they're trying to say, they're trying to retcon it to Leia. But it's
It's
always
always
been,
been
yeah, you
Leia.
can't retcon something that's always been true. It's.
That's not how retconning works.
No.
They can further affirm it now, but you can't, it's not going back and retconning it.
Yeah, no, it was always Leia.
Ugh. I didn't it
Well,
cut immediately to a shot of her?
I think so. Interesting fact. Well, okay, interesting fact. When George Lucas had written Empire Strikes Back, he had not decided yet that Luke and Leia were sisters. So originally,
Twins. I mean, I know Luke is a
yeah.
bit of a pansy,
Initially,
but
when.
they're twins, not just sisters, Casey.
Yeah, you know what I mean. But initially, when he wrote the script, when the movie was released, Yoda was referring to Lando. Luke and Leia were not twins until the second draft of Return of the Jedi.
Oh my god, could you imagine the alternate reality of Lando?
Who provided the voice of Darth Vader? James Earl Jones, Richard LaPerementier, David Prowse, or Garrick Hagon? This was an easy one. James Earl Jones, who initially did not want credit because he didn't consider it acting. He considered it a special effect. And of course, David Prowse was the man under the suit. Who said, oh, here's a question for you. Who said, "This is how liberty dies," to thunderous applause? Padme, Jar Jar Binks, Tyr Tenniel, or Bail Organa?
It's Padme, specifically to Bail Organa.
Yes, it is.
That, honestly, is one of my favorite lines in all of Star Wars.
It's my favorite line of the prequel. Well, it's one of my favorite lines of the prequel.
I love it.
What is the language of the Wookiees? Wookiee, Shriwook, Wookiees, or Kashwook?
Shriwook? Well, Kashwook just sounds like an app.
It does. It sounds like if you want to buy, Bitcoin from Kashyyyk off of the Wookiees, they call it Kashwook.
It's their version of Venmo.
Yeah. Who freed Han Solo from the Carbonite? Luke, Dash Rendar, Princess Leia, or Chewbacca?
Leia.
But Luke and Chewie helped. But it was Leia. Who said, "Feel... do not think, trust your instincts"? Obi-Wan, Shmi Skywalker, Qui-Gon Jinn, or Padme Nabari?
Qui-Gon at the pod racing.
Yep, said it to Anakin. How old was Padme when she was elected Queen of Naboo? 14, 11, 19, or 16? You saying 14?
Yes.
You need to reverse it because you just told me 41. Okay, there you go.
Sorry, dyslexia.
Well, it was the mirror image there.
Well, that too, but I was trying to remember what way to go for you, and it wasn't working.
According to Chancellor Palpatine, what does Anakin's rage do to him? Saddens him, confuses him, gives him anger, no, gives him focus and makes him stronger, or makes him violent and disorganized? Gives him focus and makes him stronger. He wants them to think it does good things to him. Yeah, there it is. How old was Yoda when Luke Skywalker returned to Dagobah to complete his training? 800, 1,000, 900, or 700 years old?
Damn.
900? You got it wrong?
I hit 1,000.
No, not when 900 years old you become, look so good you will not.
I know, Casey. I know.
Okay. Whose lightsaber did Luke Skywalker receive from Obi-Wan? Anakin, Yoda's, Qui-Gon's, or Obi-Wan's?
Anakin's, that's obvious.
Yeah. Who told Rey, "I'm no Jedi, but I know the Force"? Maz, Han, Finn, or Leia?
Maz Kanata, yeah. Which so underly used.
Absolutely. Why was Jango Fett adopted and raised by the Mandalorians? His parents were assassinated, he was kidnapped, his parents lost him betting on pod races, or his parents abandoned him? This must be in a book or something, because this wasn't in the movies.
It's assassinated? I went abandoned?
I also went abandoned, so his parents were assassinated. What reason did Luke Skywalker give Yoda for wanting to become a Jedi? Because of Obi-Wan, because of his father, because of his lightsaber, or because it was a fad? It was
fad.
Okay, because of his father. What did Anakin say Padme resembled when she questioned the state of the Republic? A Sith Lord, a Separatist, a mercenary, or a legalist? A Separatist. He said, "You sound like a Separatist with that kind of talk."
I love that they've used that shot of Obi-Wan. That's one of my favorite fighting stances of his.
Looks like he's about to slice his hair off.
That too. But he also looks like, he just looks very badass in my opinion.
He is one of my favorite Jedi.
But so, according to Obi-Wan, what is a lightsaber to a Jedi? Their best friend? Their life? their security, their protection.
Their life.
Their life.
Says it to Anakin in the Clone Wars when he loses it. He says, this lightsaber is your life.
Anyway, he didn't even just lose it. He just straight up dropped it in the middle of the air above Coruscant.
He's Anakin. This was like, whoop, what do you expect? What was Obi-Wan Kenobi's final promise to Qui-Gon Jinn? To continue fighting against the Sith? To train Anakin Skywalker? To avenge the death of Qui-Gon? To find a Padawan that deserved his training? To train Anakin Skywalker?
No, to find a Padawan that deserved his training. That's bullshit.
Bullshit, that's bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. I am going to write a strongly worded letter to BuzzFeed about this.
It literally was, I will train the boy. Like...
Yeah, his dad, it was not, I will find the Padawan that deserves my training, Master. No!
Ugh. Oh, that's fucking awful, BuzzFeed. Do better!
This is why this quiz is so hard, because fucking answers are wrong.
It's humanly possible to get higher than half, because half of the answers are wrong.
What is Kylo Ren's given name? John, Ben, Daniel, or Scott?
Scott. Solo.
He's a Scott. No, it's Ben. All right. What nightmare did Anakin Skywalker have? He dreamed that Shmi Skywalker had died. He dreamed that the Republic had fallen to the Separatists. He dreamed that he had gone over to the dark side. He dreamed that Padme died in childbirth. He dreamed that Padme died.
This is bullshit.
Okay, this is another one where there's two right answers, because he did dream that his mother had died, but he dreamed that Padme died in childbirth also.
Ultimately. I dislike that.
Well, he didn't actually. You know what? I need to watch Attack of the Clones again. I don't think he dreamed that his mom died. I think he just dreamed that his mom was suffering.
But to be fair, I mean, in the visions that we have of his actual dreams of Padme, it's not her dead either. It's her dying, like suffering the same way Shmi was.
Right, but the whole catalyst is that he's saying in the movie that she's going to die in childbirth, and that's why he wants Darth Sidious to teach him how to bring people back from the dead.
No, I get it. I understand. It bothers me because semantics.
Who told Luke that there was another Skywalker? Obi-Wan Kenobi, Yoda, the Emperor, or Darth Vader? Yoda.
Yep. I love Puppet Yoda so much.
One time, I had pneumonia, and I had a fever of like 105, and I was laying on the couch, and I called my wife over, and I acted like I had something really, really important to tell her, but then I just told her that there's another Skywalker. And then I passed out.
That's incredible, Casey.
Yeah. I had my sense of humor.
Incredible.
Who directed Return of the Jedi? George Lucas? Irvin Kershner? David Lynch? Oh my god, can you imagine that? Or Richard Marquand? It was Richard Marquand. Alright, what species is Jabba? Come on, BuzzFeed. Charin? Zito? Hutt? Or Squib? He's a
Hutt.
Jabba the Charon.
Jabba the Squib.
What did Han Solo call the Kanja Club? Little freaks, garbage pickers, stalkers, or liars? I'm pretty sure he called them little freaks.
You can tell that to Kanja Club.
I never made a deal with Kanja Club. Alright, how did the Jedi Elders feel about Anakin Skywalker adopting a dark uniform? They were indifferent, they thought it suited his personality, they had recommended it, they were worried. Total guess here, but I'm going to say they were worried.
If they made a BuzzFeed question out of it, it definitely had to be that they were worried. But like, he wasn't the only one.
No, he wasn't. But it did soothe his personality.
That it did. If I was a Jedi, I would want the dark robes.
So
doesn't necessarily mean that I am going to fall to the dark side. I just like dark colors.
They're more slimming, so I need them.
Yes.
How did Obi-Wan Kenobi feel about flying? He loved it. He hated it. He was indifferent. It depended on the situation. He hated it. He says, blast, I hate flying.
Perpetually.
Where
Especially with Anakin.
Yes. Where did Princess Leia get shot while trying to evade the bunker on Endor? In the right shoulder, left leg, left shoulder, right leg. Since you're dyslexic, I'll let you know it was the left shoulder.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What planet did Han Solo accept Chewbacca as his partner? Tatooine, Deveron, Kashyyyk, or Nar Shaddaa?
It's Deveron.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that the snowy planet that they were on in Solo?
Yes.
Okay. I got to tell you, hold on. Go back one question about the whole dyslexic thing. Whenever I see something like that, if I want to know what side of the body it's on, I have to think about what side the heart's on. That's how I tell my right from my left on a person's body. So, like, it's totally cool.
I don't even know what side of the chest the heart is on. I don't. So therefore, anytime anybody's like in school in the Pledge of Allegiance, I literally waited until everybody around me had put their hand on their chest to know which hand to put up. Because I didn't know. And you can tell me, but it didn't matter because then I would be like, no, I don't know.
That's amazing.
It's not. It's sad.
So, like, you don't put your hand over your heart during the Pledge of Allegiance or the National Anthem and, like, everyone thinks you're protesting, but really you just don't know how to do it.
I mean, essentially.
What was the cell number where Princess Leia was imprisoned? 197? 2187, 288, or 2298?
2187?
Yes. And then when they named Finn FN2187, it was actually a reference to A New Hope.
Hype. I thought so. That's why I picked it.
Which planet was Darth Vader raised on? Dantooine, Yavin 4, Tatooine, or Coruscant? Tatooine.
I love this question. Hoth is covered in what? Lava and stones? Grassy plains? Snow and ice? Or a vast ocean? Snow and ice.
It's a vast ocean, but it's all completely frozen. And then it's covered with snow and ice.
Technically, yes. You're not wrong.
What? Ooh, I know this one. I know this one. What is Jabba's complete name? Can't pronounce these names. Jabba Diamanda Tremaine, Jabba Kutrain Framuga, Jabba Desilijic Tiori, I'm sure I butchered that, Jabba Corel Pramunda. I know this one.
I do too. It's that one. Now yeah. My speech impediment's coming out. God the damn it.
You really hate this quiz.
I'm not a fan. It's not great.
How many spires does the Jedi Temple have? 4, 6, 5, or 3? 5. Yes. Yes. Which hot-headed cantina customer has a special penchant for eggs? Honda Baba, Kitikitkak, Greedo, or Edith Massey? I guess Honda Baba? Nope. Kitikitkak. I don't know which one that is.
Neither do I.
According to Rey, Kylo Ren will never be as powerful as whom? Vader, Solo, Leia, or Snoke?
I know it's Vader, but let's be honest, really, it's Leia.
Both are correct.
She's the most powerful of all. She just chose to abstain.
How many Star Destroyers did Han Solo see upon approaching the Millennium Falcon after firing upon Echo Base? 3, 1, 2, or 4? 3? Is a guess?
I think so.
No, it was 2.
Damn.
Who said, "Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope"? I'm not even giving the multiple choice. We both know it's Princess Leia.
Ugh. Ugh.
Okay, we're almost at the end. What were Obi-Wan's last words to Luke Skywalker after the Battle of Yavin? Good luck, Luke. May the Force be with you. The Force is with you always. Use the Force as your guide. The Force is with you always. May the Force... I don't think he says, may the Force be with you. I think he says, remember, the Force is with you always.
No, I think he says that after he dies.
Okay.
Because it's may the Force... Because I, too, picked the Force is always with you, but it's may the Force be with you. And then if I come to think about it, the last thing he says really actually, like, says to Luke is when he's leaving them, when they split up.
Yeah, but this says after the Battle of Yavin, though. Ghost Obi-Wan says the Force is always... No. I think BuzzFeed messed this one up again.
I think BuzzFeed messed this one up as well.
Okay, what is Phasma's rank among the First Order? Commandant, Captain, Supreme Leader, or General? Captain.
Supreme Leader. Imagine. No, it's Captain.
What happened to the last interpreter in Jabba's palace when Jabba got angry with him? He was thrown into the pit of Carcoon. He was disintegrated. He was melted. He was turned into scrap metal. I think he was turned into scrap metal. No, he's melted. He was melted. Nope, he was disintegrated. Which Ewok has an iguana as a pet and advisor? I don't know their names. Logray, Chief Chirpa, Wicket, or Lana? I guess Chief Chirpa? Yes. He's a chief. He needs an advisor. And he chose to have an iguana. How many puppeteers were necessary to operate Jabba? 9, 3, 6, or 2? I'm going to say 3.
I think it's 3.
What is the birth planet of Han Solo? Dantooine, Corellia, Coruscant, or Alderaan? It's Corellia.
Corellia.
It's where he was a scrum rat. Where did Luke try to convince Biggs Darklighter that he had witnessed a space battle? Anchorhead, Tashi Station, Mos Eisley, or the Lars family house? Tashi Station, where he went to get some power converters.
Where he always wants to go.
Who played the part of Count Dooku? Christopher Lee, Samuel Jackson, Tamora Morrison, or Ian McDiarmid? Come on.
Christopher Lee. First off, Samuel L. Jackson is black. Like BuzzFeed. Come on.
What did Princess Leia say to Han Solo when the Millennium Falcon didn't want to start up in Hangar 7? Would it help if I got out and pushed? This ship is a disaster. Trade in this piece of garbage right away, or one of these days it'll go. Would it help if I got out and pushed?
I love it.
What species is Jar Jar? Nabooian, Hutt, Gungan, or Rodian?
Gungan.
Yep. Which strange creature did Luke find on Dagobah? Yoda, Oporoskus, Yaddle, or Yorba? Yoda. What is Queen Amidala's given name? Padme Nubri, Padme Taberi, Padme Nayberry, or Padme Oberi?
Newberry.
Yeah. The First Order stormtrooper training methods of which character were called into question after BB-8 escaped them on Jakku? Kylo Ren, Captain Phasma, Snoke, or General Hux? It's General Hux. And according to this, I got 89 out of 100.
I got 85 out of 100.
Impressive. We did a midichlorian count on you. I'm positive that your numbers would be off the charts. And it gave me a picture of Anakin. Jake Lloyd Anakin.
Same. I got the exact same response. And to think, we would have been higher if they actually had some of their questions correct.
BuzzFeed, I was not impressed with your quiz.
Do not recommend, folks. Don't waste your time.
Dude, but please listen to this episode. If you made it this far, thank you very much.
Yes, appreciate it.
Next week, Krista and I will do something way more fun, we promise.
At least we'll try to.
All right. Thank you all for listening. You can follow me on Twitter at Darth Hockey. You can follow Krista at...
Critter, K-R-I, 3 T's, E-3-R's.
Krista, I think you're about to get a cat's butt in your face. There you go. You can follow the podcast at Sith's Giggles Pod. You can check us out on iTunes, Spreaker.com, and Google Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Bye.